Paul, can you hold one second, though?
Sure.
Yeah, hold on. I got something, some type of, just trying to open up a web application. I had some type of video playing. I don't know if you ever had that. You go try to open up one website and you got something else going on there. Okay, so I don't know. Are you in Columbia County today? Or are you down in your office? Or do you have a quick minute? Or?
Yeah, I have a minute. Yeah.
Oh, okay, sure, sure. Yeah, no, I kind of gone back and forth, you know, between different drafts and versions on what I was going to send over, you know, and obviously have a few questions on a few things. So I figured, well, hey, I just, you know, give you a call because some of the, you know, just probably figure out a couple things by phone and just kind of get on the same page or whatever. I don't know if you got anything new on your end or.
No.
Okay, okay. Now, have you done many cases in Columbia County yet or.
No, I haven't.
Oh, okay. So nothing in front of Nichols before, or?
Why are you concerned about that? Why the question?
Well, it's a question. Have you had any cases in front of Nichols before?
I'm not here to answer your questions to, you know, I don't think it's an I don't think it's an appropriate question.
Oh, you don't? Why is that?
I don't think that's an appropriate question either. I don't have to, you know, I'm willing to cooperate with you. I'm interested in settling. I'm not.
All right, so Mr. Burns, hold on a second, okay? Let's be very clear, okay? Have you practiced in the surrogate courts anywhere in the state of New York before?
I'm not answering this line of questioning.
You're not going to actually tell me if you've practiced in the surrogate courts of the state of New York before?
That's right. I told you I'm not answering
the
line of question because I'm not on trial here.
Mr. Burns,
I don't consider
Mr.
if you're
Burns,
going to bring a proceeding, bring
Mr.
your proceedings.
Mr. Burns.
No,
okay.
You're interrupting me. I'm speaking. If you want to bring a proceeding, bring a proceeding. We'll deal with it.
Now, Mr. Burns, who's we? Who do you consider we here?
Well, if I'm representing the estate, I will handle that. And otherwise, the administrator will handle it and have another attorney. Whatever it is, bring the proceedings. If that's what you want to do. I'm not on trial. I don't have to answer your questions about my history and experience.
So far, you've refused to answer if you've ever had a case before Judge Nichols, and you've refused to answer if you've ever had a surrogate court case in the state of New York before. So I want to be really clear about the basic cooperation that you're not providing. Okay.
That's not cooperation.
No, Mr. Burns,
why are you asking these questions?
Well, do you recall during the first call that we had when you actually were trying to assert some positions as to what should be going on with the estate and how things are supposed to be done?
No, I don't recall.
Okay. Because, you know, this actually was really simple. Because I was just simply trying to get access to my father's home, which by right, I actually have the right to access my father's home.
You and I never had a discussion about your having access to the home. You did tell me that you wanted to get in there to for memories or whatever. And yeah, that's true.
Okay, because if we just stay on that one, and I get a phone call between now and the weekend that keys to the home are going to be made available so I can get access, then we can go in one direction. I don't really think anyone's going to like the other direction, which, you know, yeah, it sounds like it's, you know, not even something worth talking about at this point. So that's kind of where we are. If I get a phone call between now and Friday saying that keys to the home have been made available, I'll pay for a copy of the keys. If I need to pay for a copy, they can be dropped off at my mother's or I can pick them up somewhere. If I get that phone call before the weekend, then that's okay.
Have you, I mean, have, Have you requested the keys? Have you said you want to be in there over the weekend?
Yes, I have.
And who did you communicate that to?
Maureen. And actually, I got to ask you to hold on 1 second because I'm trying to listen to you and not make this difficult. But some type of web thing keeps popping up in my speaker system here. Hold on. Why is it doing that? Yeah, no, I did. I actually did. And then, if you're up there this weekend and they even had them, you know, whatever, if we had to straighten something out, we could kind of straighten it all out there. That would kind of be the easier thing if we had to straighten that out. But hold on 1 second.
Straighten what out?
Well, there's some problems. You know, all I'm going to say to you is I have some serious problems with the way certain things have gone on, and I have some serious problems with the fact that I've actually had to go through you to get access to the home. So if we can resolve some of those things, great, but otherwise, you know, no.
Well, you know, I asked you to put in a letter what you want and what your issues are, and you still haven't done that. And that was almost a week ago.
Yeah, that was last Friday, Rhea. Because I've kind of gone back and forth as to, you know, what I actually want to put in there, what I want to say, what I don't want to say, that kind of stuff. You know, and the fact that, you know, you're reluctant to tell me if you've ever had a, you know, case with the assigned judge, that's very troublesome to me. Right? It should be a simple thing. You know, certainly it should have been a simple thing.
I don't think it's an appropriate question. And you are potentially an adversary, and I don't have to answer that kind of question.
Okay.
And that's why I didn't answer your second question.
All right. So let's stay on that one, okay?
Let's get off that one because we've gone.
No, we haven't gone, actually. Because that would actually take it to the next level, which is at what point in time did you determine that there was any potential adversaries or potentially different interests in the case?
You are the one who have spoken about bringing a petition and have to oust Maureen as the administrator. That if you do that, your position would be adversarial. I didn't say you are adversarial. But if you do that, you would be adversarial.
Okay. All right. Well, I guess for now, then, just see if I would request, you know, if you want to make a call to see if the keys will be available for this weekend, you know, and we'll leave it at that for now. If they are,
when do you want to be in the home?
Sometime over the weekend. I want to get some boxes out of there. I want to get some things into storage. I actually have things at my sister Marine's that are in storage. I want to get out of her storage and move everything into one place. So it should be a simple thing.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'll get back to you.
Do you have my phone number?
I believe I do.
Okay. All right, thank you.
All right.